Jesse and it with you this morning. Now, on Monday night, there was quite the crime spree across the Upper Hunter. It stretched from Wingen all the way to Singleton. To give us the details, Hunter Valley Police District Crime Manager Matthew Zimmer joins me this morning. Matt, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, Jess. We're busy, hit the ground running, trying to solve all these matters that happened on Monday night.
It was quite the crime spree. Let's start at the beginning. So in Wingen, a resident walked out and found a guy in his backyard and then ended up coming across three others.
He did, yeah. About 8 o'clock Monday night, he came out. He heard a noise. His dogs were barking. He came out and saw a male. He ran from the scene. He joined three others. The descriptions in the male are pretty vague at this stage. We have spoken to the witness. He's only described them as four males. The link to these males is a white Hyundai Tuscan sedan that they were travelling in. Unfortunately, that vehicle was burnt out, so we can't get any forensic evidence from it. But the vehicle was stolen from Port Macquarie on Sunday the 2nd of May, and it's believed that the males have travelled from Port Macquarie through Walker and Tamworth at some stage on Monday the 3rd of May before making their way down to Wingen, where the first offence occurred in Livingston Street about 8 p.m. that night. So members of the community who may have seen a group of males in this white Toyota Tuscan sedan acting suspiciously or congregating in particular areas or service stations at some stage on Monday the 3rd of May, that's what we're interested in.
Yeah. And it was like as soon as police were responding to one thing, these four blokes were allegedly onto the next. They ended up in Scone not too long after.
They did, yeah. We were just behind them the whole stage and they ended up stealing. They broke into another premises in Nyara Street at Scone. The couple that inside that house saw a man inside their home. They had some jewellery taken and their Ford sedan was taken. And it was only a matter of 4 minutes before police first got the call and they've detected this Ford sedan. Police attempted to stop that vehicle. The vehicle failed to stop. They got in a pursuit with the vehicle and we had to terminate that quite rightly due to some safety concerns. And we always put the safety of the community first.
Yeah.
We'll follow some other lines of investigation to attempt to identify these individuals, but we did terminate that pursuit quite rightly. And, safety of the community comes first.
Yeah, definitely. And that car that you were pursuing, you ended up finding that in Camberwell?
That's right, yeah. We located that car. That car's been recovered. We've also recovered another vehicle, which was stolen and dumped. So we had two vehicles at that stage which we recovered. They were intact, fortunately. We've subjected those vehicles to a forensic examination. Shortly after that, the offenders had then stolen a Nissan X-Trail from a home in the same street. There were also reports of them running through some backyards in the Singleton area. We've since had some reports of some stealings from motor vehicles. That stolen Nissan X-Trail, we're investigating some possible links to that car being used in an armed robbery at the Rutherford Hotel, which occurred just after 11:30 on the Monday night.
Okay. So in terms of the four people who were allegedly responsible for all of this, you're still trying to track them down?
We are. We got some information last night, about 9:20 p.m. last night, that Nissan X-Trail was recovered in Lanier, and that's a suburb in Sydney near Liverpool. So they have travelled some distance. That vehicle was also located intact. We've subjected that to a forensic examination. We've got a team of detectives working on this. We're following a number of lines of inquiry. So we're actually quite optimistic that we will be able to identify these offenders and gather sufficient evidence to charge them and put them before the court.
What a story. I mean, what a night for police. Of course, if anybody has any witnessed anything, has any dash cam footage or anything like that, get in touch with police or Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, that's right. They can ring Muswellbrook Police. As I said, we do have a team of detectives working on this. We're creating a timeline. We're trying to link all of these incidents put together, and it's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. You know, all these little bits of evidence that we're able to gather, information from the community and other intelligence that we have. We'll put all that together. And as I said, our detectives are working on this. We've got a number of detectives working on it here at Muswellbrook. also down in the Port Stephens Hunter Command and also down in Sydney. So we're hoping with that combined effort, we'll get a result.
Yeah. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us all of that information.
Terrific. Thanks, Jess.